I'd like to start the meeting, the regular agenda. We're going to stop, say the pledge, please. The Pledge of Allegiance. Call to order.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any public comments or announcements?
I've got one. There's before our next meeting on September the 15th, it is, we'll have the Causeway Collapse Memorial. It'll be on the South Padre Island side. It'll be on September 15th at 10 a.m. in remembrance of the collapse and the lives lost. And so that will be on this side of on the South Padre side this time. We do opposite, and this is the South Padre time. So it's before our next meeting, so I just wanted to let you guys know. We'll have a flyer soon that you can pass around.
And where did they do that on this side?
It's right at the base of the causeway. There's an actual memorial there. Mm-hmm. So it's just on the other side of the cut through from where the welcome sign is.
Okay.
There's a road that goes through there, and right there's some palm trees and some benches there, and okay. That's where that's always held.
Okay, perfect. And is there parking around there that people can park?
Or
people?
They have it kind of blocked off where you can park, or you could park over at the multimodal and walk over.
Okay, perfect. All right. Any other announcements?
I'd like to say that fall bird migration is arriving on the island already. It's incredible how things just shift. Like as soon as the summer's done and the kids go back to school, the birds start arriving on the island, just like that. And they're going to be coming through all the way into December. So this is a good time to look around, visit us at the birding center. It's a good time to learn about habitat. It's a good time to start planting habitat at home if you're interested in things like that, native plants and stuff like that. The island is a very important place for birds and migration. They're coming onto the island to seek shelter. A lot of them are actually is flying right over the open water in the Gulf. That's one of the things that makes this place so important is that they get blown in, and this is where they find shelter, right on South Padre. So, keep improving habitats, keep making shelter for them, and you'll see them, and you get to enjoy them.
Are there any particular birds that are showing up right now?
Yellow warblers. Yeah, a lot of the little yellow, tiny, small yellow birds are going to come through. Those kind of lead the way. And those tell me that, okay, things are starting up. And then pretty soon you'll have as we get into September, there'll be a lot more coming. So.
Nice.
We've seen a ton of butterflies all over. We have an area behind my office that we have some plants that are waiting to be planted out and about. And some afternoons, they're just covered in butterflies. So it's really cool.
Yeah, they're seeing an uptick in that too. This summer was very slow for pollinators. I'm not sure what happened. I think maybe the floods back in May must have affected them at the wrong time. But you're starting to see that now, their numbers increasing again.
So are these the birds we could put the citrus out for?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, that's spring, right?
Mostly springtime.
Yeah. Gotcha, yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure I put the right thing out for
them. Just habitat and plants is really gotcha. What they want.
Perfect. Well, I have a lot of those. So no more announcements? All right, well, we're moving on to the regular agenda. 4.1, discussion and possible action to approve the June 25th, 2025 special meeting minutes.
I move.
I'll second.
So Patricia and Susan?
Yes. Moving on to regular agenda item 4.2, discussion and possible action to approve the absences for Parks Committee members Javi Gonzalez and Patricia McGrath from the special meeting on June 25th, 2025.
Also move.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion passes.
You need to take a vote.
Oh, just take a vote. Sorry about that. My bad. I'm always that way. Flaky me. Okay, so let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. I'll get it right eventually, someday. Agenda item 4.3, update and discussion regarding city parks maintenance. Ms. Huffman?
Okay, it's been a busy couple of weeks and months. Let's see if I can get this up there for you guys. Down here. Right, there we go. Can y'all see that now?
Yes.
There we go. So I did July and August because the guys were really working, and I already had a presentation for you guys for last month, so I just kind of added some new slides. They're out there painting and trying to, you know, just keep on that maintenance schedule. But there's a few cracks and things in the skate park, so they try to keep up on that so that we keep it in good condition. There's, you know, rust is our issue all the time, so they're always kind of really doing the pre-work and trying to keep ahead of that rust. They did before one of the rains. It was actually raining, but he went out there and put some grass seed and some fertilizer there in some of those bare spots on the soccer field. So, you know, it doesn't seem what we try to do out there. It seems like it gets some ruts out there, but they're working on it. Pickleball park, it's been busy with all the people out there. We've had a couple of little sprinkler issues that they have had to work on, and they're still working on the bathroom and the area in between the new museum and pickleball. Hmm. And there's Laurie's plumeria that was planted from, we were talking about this before the meeting, it was a cutting off of one of her that she donated, and it is just flourishing out there. And the butterfly plants are doing really good. The guys have gotten out there and weeded, and the beds are looking really good. This was a few weeks ago, and they've gotten all the beds in the back cleaned out and ready for our new gardeners that will be chosen today. Water Tower Park, on August the 1st, I submitted the grant application to Texas Parks and Wildlife for us to improve that park, so now we just wait, but I have met with Kathy on, you know, looking at some things for the improvement with this, with a space theme. And I also yesterday was able to meet with a playground representative that was down in the valley. And we talked about some things. So he's going to look into a couple of different things for us to look at. So we're still working on that park. It just kind of, it's a slow process. But I just want you guys to know that we're still trying to work towards updating that park. There's a couple of things that were, you know, some loose boards and things, so they try to stay up on that on the regular basis. And Turtle Park in July, we are finished now in August. Perfect. with the gazebo, but this was kind of the work in progress there in July for the July meeting, and here it is today. Part of the bid, our guys are going to paint the gazebo. But that is treated lumber, and so we've been told that we need to let that 6 months. And actually, after talking to the builder, it's going to be my suggestion that we leave the poles natural, but we can paint the trim and then the ceiling in there to make that last longer. He said if we don't put paint on that treated lumber, it will extend the life of that. So for the structure, I think, so we'll kind of look at it once we paint the, once they get the trim painted and the upper ceiling painted, I'll kind of show you guys some pictures and we'll see what we think about that. I think our original thought was we were going to paint it back the turquoise because everybody liked that. But after hearing his suggestion on that, I want that to last as long as possible and stay as sturdy as possible.
Absolutely. So
that would be my suggestion I'd have. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I've been to both of these parks just in the last 2 days, and Butterfly Park is significantly more grown and more flourishing than those pictures you said you took 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So is Turtle Park, but yeah. But
Turtle Park stuff that we planted at the Arbor Day event is just doing great. Wonderful.
Yes, fantastic, and I mean all of them. They're just flourishing, and I know in part that's the rain, but in part it's our Parks Department really working hard to make sure that the weeds are out of there and that it's clean. And the plants in the center mediums and stuff, they're doing an amazing job out there too. And
rain didn't hurt us at all. We had some good, we had some hot weather, but we had some rain in there, and that really does help when we get that good rain. It really helps the.
Being stretched out a lot this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Does that come out of our budget, like the improvements to the structure?
The improvements to the structure, we took that to City Council and got a budget amendment.
Okay.
We have a budget line item of $15,000 for the whole year. So that's for sprinkler parts, for lawnmower maintenance, for grass seed, for some plants, anything. Like we had the water fountain issue, the plumber, so any of the park maintenance. But like actual projects that we bring, you guys bring it forth, and then usually we'll take it to City Council for a budget amendment.
And come out of our budget.
Base. We go back and ask for amendments for specific items and for a specific price.
May I ask something? I think back in the spring, we passed an action to expand some of the gardens there at Turtle Park.
Right.
And it just got so hot and we couldn't have
right.
Is that, can we still do that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still, because we kind of expanded that one for the Arbor Day.
Yeah.
And then it got so hot that we didn't, but yeah, no, absolutely. That can always be a part of, you guys passed that. So if you want to go out there in the next little bit with Adrian and let's, maybe even get that paint where you, kind of say exactly what you're thinking so that he kind of, and y'all are on the same page. But
cool.
Yeah, we intended on doing that, but then it just got so hot.
Yeah, it got so hot.
And then I didn't really want to do too much with the construction out there because, sometimes people aren't really great about not trudging through your new stuff.
Cool. I'll get with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two things is on that soccer deal, the soccer park, I went over there and looked. I'm not so sure that we don't need to mow that soccer field twice a week. So because that grass grows so quick,
right?
Nobody's going to play soccer when that grass is that high, and just that one area, if they mowed it twice a week, I think kids might play it a little more.
To be honest, they don't play there. They really don't.
Well, but maybe they don't because it's so high.
Well, I mean, it's been low and almost completely dry.
They have it on a schedule, and it's, I think we've just had, because of a lot of the rain and stuff, we've had, it's gotten high, but I've been out there before where it's really packed down, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll mention that to Adrian. I think he's trying to get some of that grass to grow in those dead spots so that, then when you do mow it, it's.
I'm wondering, I didn't notice if it was the same kind of grass that's in the Turtle Park, if they could transplant the grass that they take out of the flower beds over to those bare spots, maybe.
It's a little bit different kind of grass.
Okay.
But.
Because I just think noticed, yeah. And I knew it, they hadn't mowed that week, but I thought, nobody's going to come out here and play,
yeah.
If it's that high. And yeah. And it's not marked, but I know they're not going to keep marking it if nobody's playing on it.
Right.
So, but that was, the only thing I noticed about there. And then also back on the Rocket Park, that park, I have never been in it that someone's not there. And I've been in the other parks and they're completely empty. But that Rocket Park or the kids park,
yeah,
always somebody is in that park. And I'm thinking, maybe we ought to start doing this in steps instead of waiting for a big windfall. Maybe we ought to start doing it a little bit at a time because that park is utilized all the time.
Exactly what I asked the playground guy to do. I said, get me a couple of different things that we could come with a one-off thing for the climber and some of the different things. So I'm with it because, it's like that is a utilized park, and it's so visible. And I think it's because you look over there at the water tower and you say, oh, look, there's a park underneath there. And it's in a lot of our city photos.
Oh,
and so I think that because of the visibility, it has always, even when we started the skate park and everything, it has always been our most utilized park.
And I can't tell you how many people, walkers that I talk to, I walk on the beach and I say, well, if the wind's blowing so bad that you can't, it's too sandy, whips on the beach, go to Thompson Park. They have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That park is the best kept secret. I wish there was some way we could get it more visible, because
signage?
People should be using that park. It's wonderful.
Well, we signage.
Walkable, though, for... We need a sign out in front of Tompkins Park. I had a hard time finding it, too.
It is hard to...
I even know where it's
even if you
to be.
Know where it is, it's yeah. hard to find.
Yeah,
and sometimes, we've had this conversation. Laurie's, we're working on the signage still. It's still a work in progress, but...
The skaters know about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you're ever there on the weekend, it is packed. You can't find a parking spot. So it's cyclical, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, we don't have a lot of early morning risers here sometimes. So
what is that when you first walk in that canopy that's there with picnic tables, what is the thing that's right there in the front?
It used to be a seesaw, and it broke.
Okay, it's so, just a pole right now.
Yeah.
It's nothing then. Okay, I thought maybe it was a water feature or something that just wasn't on. Okay.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Now, did you say the musical notes were in?
They are in.
When
and
are they gonna be installed?
Within shortly. In fact, we were going to go out and look, but we got a little derailed by some other things this week. But they are here, and we're going to find exactly. So if one of you guys want to go out there and kind of really scope it out and see exactly where we want to do the
placement.
This
is Butterfly Park, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I purposely went over, and I didn't get it to Debbie yet because I just went over this morning, but yesterday morning. I took pictures of every place where we could possibly put something, because down the agenda here in a second, we're going to talk about the tiny library that's going to go in there, or we hope is going to go in there. And so I took pictures of the two front paddocks, the side paddocks near the benches. I took near the boxes. I took pictures of every spot where we could possibly put those items. And so if you want to get with me, I can show you those pictures, and then we can talk about, I mean, you know.
Yeah, so right now we were going to meet early this week, and we just, things got away from us to really look at the placement. But we've got the caterpillar and two butterflies. One's orange and one's yellow, and they're little musical notes, and they're going to be a really great addition.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I've got the pictures if you want to look at them, Kathy. I'll be glad to show them to anybody who wants to look. Okay.
And I didn't mention it, but that PWCares at myspi.org is the best website to utilize if you're out and about and you're walking and there's a water fountain or a bathroom or just anything. That's a great tool to utilize because it goes directly to our parks foreman, but it goes to the public works. And so you don't have to wait to get that, you know, wait for a meeting or anything. Go ahead and let us know right then so that we can get on that.
Any other questions or comments about the park maintenance?
No.
Okay, so we are going to move on, and we have a little bit of media for this. To
right, and I'm just going to stay right here to help with that. Laurie, you're up, but we will start this.
This is a discussion and possible action to place a tiny library in Butterfly Park.
Hold on.
And we have a group, the Girl Scout troop in Port Isabel this time, would like to sponsor the box and make sure that it is loaded with books, and they have already been collecting books, so they're very excited about this, and we're going to listen to their speech, because they came in last month to talk to us, and we didn't have a meeting, so these beautiful young ladies graciously offered to let us videotape them, and so this is their presentation.
Okay.
Hello, my name's Evian Infante, here with Troop 2075, Girl Scouts of Greater South Texas, here to propose the idea of a little library.
Hi, I'm Bella. The reason why I think they should put little libraries at parks, because little libraries provide easy access to books for children and adults.
Hi, my name is Alexis Fox, and I think we should have little libraries because they help teach kids responsibility.
Hi, my name is Anna Tantu. I think we should have little libraries because they provide access 24/7 for adults and kids.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Bridges.
My name is Eva Aria Joy Rosenbaum.
And I
So I did want to interject that it was a speaking badge for the two older girls that spoke, and the two younger girls that spoke, the last ones that looked so shy, were shy and they didn't want to, but they pushed through and they spoke to us, and it was awesome, because originally it was just going to be two girls speaking, and then all of them went through speaking, and they were pretty excited about it.
It was totally
What they would like to do is they'd like to see the library in Butterfly Park, and again, they will supply the books, and they're super excited, and they're especially excited to be part of the community, because that, again, is another badge for them and the responsibility of making sure that the books are kept in the library at all times. And so...
Where are they from again?
They're from Port Isabel.
I'll move that we... authorize the Port Isabel Scout Troop, Girl Scout Troop, to place a tiny library at the Butterfly Park.
I second.
So we have Susan and then Patricia. Are there any other comments or discussions about the park and about the library going into?
You seem like the perfect group.
Discussion-wise, I know that we have an issue with the new libraries.
Well, we do have a box. We're going to get a box. Okay. One way or the another, we're going to get that box in that library. If we approve it today, I mean, in that park, and if we approve it today, we are good to go. We have books, we have a box lined up, and I think that we have an artist that's going to... Oh, and you're going to... Do you have the picture of the artist render?
I don't this time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think I had it
so,
in the last. I'm sorry.
Christina Salazar is the artist who's going to paint our box. She's responsible for one of our turtles here on the island. She's also responsible for at least two of the dolphins in Port Isabel. She is the one that alerted us to the box issues with the original box, and so she is ready and set to paint the box, the new box, and get it sealed, and the city is going to help with the hinges and get it sealed, and we're going to put it into the park.
Thank
you. So, any other discussion? Any other comments? Okay, so how many in favor of the box?
Aye.
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 Any against? Motion passes. The box will be in Butterfly Park, the tiny library. The really cool thing about this is the girls are so proud of it, by the way. They're just so proud, and they're so excited about it. So much so that two that didn't want to talk ever in their lives in public spoke in public. So I think it's a good thing that we're doing. So motion passes.
And just on a side note, too, the box at Turtle Park is very well received. And, you know, I'll go and it'll be full, and then I'll go and it'll be empty. And we have some books that are at the... community library in the community center that people drop off, and if they're empty and the Girl Scouts hadn't made it out there yet, I try to keep it stocked as well. So it's got children's books as well as adult books, and people really do. I've seen people, anytime I'm actually there, like checking it out, somebody always like walks up and talks to me about it. So I think it's a really neat program.
So if we have adult books and it looks empty, you want us to drop?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's for everyone.
I had five guests that came to visit me last week, and I took them over to see Sandra Tarpey's garden. And we put some rocks. I had them paint rocks. We put rocks in the garden, so paint rocks, guys. And one of the daughters went in, and she went through the books, and then she left a book, and then they came back and left two more books because they finished them while they were here. So it does work, and it is a nationwide representation, too, because you look at the number on the box. You don't have to look at it, but if you go into your phone and look for where tiny libraries are, it will identify all the tiny libraries in the nation, and that one comes up. And cool. So that's going to be cool. And then the other one in Butterfly Park. So we're gonna be known for our tiny libraries, too, in addition to all the other things.
That's interesting.
That
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it has a tag on it, and you get registered, and it's fun. It's neat. So I really appreciate that y'all thought the Girl Scouts warranted this library. Okay, so moving on to agenda item 4.5, discussion and possible action to extend the hours at J.L. Tompkins Park. And this is Kaser. He's not here, so Debbie's going to.
And it's up to you guys if you, since he's not here, if you want to pull it. But I did take some pictures and went out there. So
I'd like to I'd like to keep this on the agenda.
Please. Sounds good.
She'd like to keep it on the agenda and open the discussion. So yeah.
Okay. Same.
So we've talked about for a while to keep the park open, and so we got the lighting underneath the basketball. Well, first I want to tell you that the signage that we have out there, we will probably need to change the signage because the signage says this, that it's open from 9 a.m. to dusk. Usually they're out there before. I mean, when my guys get here, they get here about 7 and they do some cleanup and then they go open it. We've tried to, at your suggestion, try to make sure that they're opening it a little bit earlier because it's cooler, people can walk and that kind of thing. But we might need to change that. So that's something to think about as we go through this. Here's the park here. So we probably are going to also need to look into some parking lot lighting as well as these two playgrounds. We've ordered some lights to put at the skate park so that we can keep the park open until around 10 o'clock at the police department's suggestion. 10 o'clock is a good time. I mean, they're not going to, you know, it's not like on the dot. It closes at 10. You know, they kind of do their rounds. But if we kept it open till 10, we think that that's a good time. Anything later than that, that park is located in a neighborhood. You've got all of those people that live in those houses. If we wanted to keep it open any later, we might need to think about having a public meeting where we get the neighbors' input and that kind of thing. Since I think the 1 hour, I don't think is going to really make that much of a difference in the summer. But you know, if it's open really late at night, when the sun goes down at 5, you know, we might need to look at some of those issues.
And Debbie, the lights are motion lights, or are they timed lights? Like, could they be timed?
They're going to be timed.
Okay.
The ones that we bought for the skate park.
Okay.
They're going to be on a timer. The ones underneath the basketball are on a timer. Okay. So these are the ones on the basketball. I went out there the other night at night. It really is. It really lights up great. The pictures don't do it justice. It really is great. There were several people walking in the park that night. And I was there till almost 9 o'clock. It was kind of dusk. It got dark when I was there, but there were some people walking out there, and the police had not come to shut the gate yet. But I wanted to go out there and kind of check out this lighting situation and see if we were really going to be ready to keep it open at night.
Do the police shut the gate, or does the park shut the gate?
Police department shuts the gate. My guys work from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. So
if there are people walking in the park and the police come, they roust them out, right? They don't lock them in. Right?
They don't lock them in, no. And they're not like, okay, you got to go. You know, they're very diplomatic on, hey, you know, if there's a bunch of them in there and everybody's having fun or whatever, they probably go and do some more rounds and then come back to lock it later and kind of tell them to wrap up their games or, you know, whatever.
Cool. Okay.
You hope.
So I have a question about early. Uh-huh. For walkers who want to go early, how is it possible to get it opened earlier officially?
Yeah. So from like, 6 to 10 is what you're saying, something like
yeah.
that,
6
to
yeah,
10.
Or even 7. Because the early,
I mean, usually my guys, when they get here, he'll open it because it's one of the things that he checks first thing. But they do have a routine that they do the trash and things first. We can put a request and see if they, you know, I think
they're
that...
They're not going to play basketball at 7, but they will walk at 7.
Well, and some of the skaters will go in at 7.
Would they go at 7?
Because it's cooler, yeah, they will. And I don't
that, know. I mean, and then you got school times and things yeah, like that. But we can put a request to see if they can, you know, unlock it earlier. It's kind of how it closes is the police department, it's on their route.
Yeah.
Let's say.
I would
and
say
so
let's
if there's
go
some...
7 to 10. I think that's realistic.
I do, too. I think 7 to 10 is a realistic.
Yeah. That way, you know, you're not impeding on your neighbors. You know, 10's a realistic number. If the police get there at 9:30 and everybody's gone, they can go ahead and lock up. If they get there at 10 and there's people, they'll just tell them to please wrap up. And, you know, they lock it at 10:15. But they'll tell them to wrap it up.
I think that's a good idea.
I think 7 to 10 is reasonable.
Is there like a way that the hours could change with the seasons? Like stay open longer in the summer and then like close it at 10 in the winter?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we put some signage, we'd need to adhere to the
summer
signage,
hours
but,
versus winter hours.
You know, and then that's, you know, I mean that.
Because in the summer, you know, the sun don't go down till 9. Mm-hmm. Then you only get 1 hour.
Yeah.
So what if we did the signage where it's from September 1 to March something or whatever, you know, whenever the time change happens, but say September 1 to such and such, that the hours are such and such. And then from that time to back to September 1, the hours are such and such. Can we do that?
But what hours would you change it to?
Well,
hour past 10, would you?
Yeah, I mean, in the summer, I mean, people are out all hours of the night in the summer anyway.
But those houses, those people still
work. I mean, so, like, if we're going to change the hours drastically, I would think that we would need to have a, like, a public forum type situation where the neighbors get a vote in on that.
Isn't the Ramada take up one side?
Yes.
And then the other side would only have 4 or 5 neighbors,
and
right?
They're very vocal neighbors.
And they still work. It doesn't matter that it's summer. You know, those people still have lives.
I mean, it is a residential. Right there. So if we were going to drastically change things, I think that we would need to, you know, like later in the summer, like past 11 or something
talk
like that.
People.
I did check with the police department. Their recommendation was 10, but it's kind of ever changing. If we think that this is a good idea and there's not problems, then, you know, we can look at different things.
Do they get noisy there?
Well, they're kids.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know how noisy they
I mean,
they
probably
got.
Not when Susan's walking in the morning, but at 11 o'clock at night, you know, they can. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You know, they bring their boom boxes and things out to the skate park and they have a good time. I mean, on the weekends, there's lots of people there. If y'all haven't been out to John L. Tompkins on the weekend, you can hardly find a parking spot. So here's a couple more pictures. Okay, so here's just the lights that we have purchased and are on their way would be 4 kind of spotlight. There are some lights that are actually on City Hall out here. On each one of those, there's 4 poles. So there'd be 4 lights there that would shine down. We're hoping that they shine into this park area, because I was just like, this is what it looked like at dusk. So I mean, it is darker than I thought in that front area where the playground is. So if we're really gonna, you know, we can't just say, oh, we keep it over for the skate park. We've got to have that playground lit up, and we've got to have it lit up where it's safe for safety.
So are we not putting lights? We're only putting lights on one side of it, on the basketball side of it. We're not putting lights on the other side of the bowl.
Well, we're gonna have to.
What are you talking about? The lights that we have underneath the basketball are there.
No, but what I'm saying is, you said those 4 poles are where you're going to put the ones that go into the park, right? Into the skate bowl?
Are they like a spotlight kind of thing?
I should have a picture. They're like a downward facing light.
But my question is on the other side of that. So on the street
on the
side
west
of the bowl,
side.
Are we going to add lights that go over the bowl from the street side of the bowl? Not
coming
the
back
basketball.
This way?
Yes. Not on the basketball side of the bowl. But lights going from the street side over the bowl.
We had not planned on that.
Okay. But we don't know what it's going to look like when it's lit up anyway, so maybe
right.
That's something we can bring up later if it's not lit up. Anymore.
And that was my point on,
okay.
I thought the basketball lights were going to light it up a lot more than it did. Okay. And when I got out there, I was like, it's a little bit darker in the playground areas than I anticipated. So I think that's something. I think when Travis brought this up, he thought it was just a matter of a couple of lights in the skate park, and it was. But then when I went out there actually at night, I was like, if we're going to really consider keeping this open till 10 o'clock, we need to have those playgrounds lit up as well as the parking lot.
Sure.
They're getting a lot of residual, and then we run into, you know, Javi can attest to this, we want to be mindful of the birds and the light pollution and things like that. So I think that was kind of our thought when we first did the lighting around the walking track, was it's downward facing solar lighting. It's not really meant for the park to stay open too late, but it's meant for safety when people are walking and things like that.
Yeah.
actually lighting up the skate park and lighting up the playgrounds is a different element. So I just want you guys to be aware that if we do keep it open, it needs to be safe for the people, and so it will be a lot brighter light and than our original plan of the walking track.
Right.
So that's something to be mindful too, the neighbors with the lights, the neighbors with, you know, the birds and things like that, because, you know, we always try to be mindful, especially with our Texas Parks and Wildlife grants and everything. We're always mindful of the lighting and things so that it's not distracting.
And everybody's happy.
Right. So it's a lot more factors when you come into the lighting than just, oh, let's keep it open. Because I thought the same thing, and I thought, well, I need to go out there and check this out. And I was there from 8:30 to 9:30 last Tuesday. And there was a lot of people walking when it got dark, because it actually was really pleasant out there. It was nice. Mm-hmm. But you got to think about long-term and the safety of the people that we allow to be in there.
Yep.
So Susan motioned for us to extend the hours from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. in J.L. Tompkins Park.
Well, actually, Kathy did, but... pretty much, but I'll second it.
Okay, second. There you go.
Kathy made the motion.
Kathy, and then I got it backwards. I really honestly thought you said it.
And Susan, you second?
I'll second, yes.
So, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Perfect. Okay, 4.6, discussion and possible action toward the yard landscape of the month for July and August. And Debbie's got our tally. Mm-hmm. 208 West Lantana, 117 East Huizache, 4016 Gulf Boulevard, 115 East Palmetto, 5308 Gulf Boulevard, 219 West Lantana. The business is Casa Mariposa, and the winners are?
I didn't put the address on that one. Let's see, it was?
West Lantana.
208 West Lantana.
And
then a Casa Mariposa.
Sorry, I guess I didn't go back and add that label.
We did these pictures a little earlier, and I have walked by these houses, and while I didn't send new pictures, they're even more beautiful and more stunning since the rain. So they're gorgeous.
Y'all had already voted last month, and so we decided just to keep what we had from last month, so Laurie didn't submit me any new pictures.
Okay.
And again, I went and checked on them to make sure, because Debbie's always saying, well, they might change. Well, they did, and they all became more beautiful.
And yes. One year we voted on a house that had gorgeous butterfly plants. And I guess it was in October, Javi, maybe. And we took a picture early, and the butterflies came through and did the number on them and ate all the bushes. And then we had a yard of the month sign, and there was no pretty flowers. But the flowers did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, well, congratulations.
Did we do a motion? A motion a second?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. I missed it.
I didn't, but if you need one, I'll do it.
Well, I made the
did
motion.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
Motion and
second.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you guys for putting up with me. Number 4.7, update and discussion regarding the SPI community garden plots at Butterfly Park.
Okay, we got four of the five boxes. We got four applications in, so you can do it one of two ways. You can do one through four of how they were submitted to me, or y'all can draw
How they were submitted.
Yeah. One through four, how they were submitted, and then the fifth box.
At the fifth box, I feel like we'll put, if somebody in the next week or so does, but I think your suggestion was last time maybe like some, I was thinking maybe something like zinnias or something that would really be
I could go plant a whole bunch of plumeria seeds.
But that could be a starter garden.
There could be lots of little trees.
When it's time to take them out, we could plant them other places. I think that'd be a great idea. Lori, will you do that?
I can do that.
Okay, so let me put these in order of how I received them, and I'm going to name their names so that they can hear them here on
the... However, Debbie, on the plumeria, they don't want to stay wet. So if there's an automatic waterer that waters all the gardens the same way?
No. Okay. The people have, it's like a nozzle, and they can
control it. Perfect.
They can control that, I think. But we'll check with Adrian on that.
Okay, yeah, because that would be counterproductive. You wouldn't have seedlings.
Okay, so box number one is Amy Bonker she's from Sea Turtle. And box number two is Kelly Larson. Box number three is Jose Sanchez and Lucinda. Mm-hmm. And box number four is Sabrina, I can't say her last name, Chaka Wallace, maybe. Does anybody know her? So there you go. So we've got the four boxes, and I'll let them know today that they'll be in charge of that box from August to January 26th.
Great. Awesome.
Adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good meeting. I think it was a really good